presence of the Lord is a promise.
那圣经上说呢，就是神的同在是个他的应许。
We praise and worship because He deserves.
他配得我们的敬拜赞美。
Amen.
Of course, Bible also said that when we praise and worship, His throne will be established.
那圣经也说，当我们在这敬拜赞美的时候，他的宝座就在这里设立。
So we do all this just according to His words.
那我们呢，这样子做都是按照他的话语来行。
So it's really, really amazing. Well, you know, sometimes we do things by faith. We welcome Michelle's friend.
欢迎 Michelle 的朋友
Selena. Selena, 欢迎欢迎
Selena.
So we do everything according to His words.
那我们就是按着他的话语来行。
Sometimes we do not see results right away.
那有时候不会马上看到结果。
Do you agree?
那你同意吗？
If you agree, raise your hand.
同意的话举手。
So if you don't agree, that means you see results right now.
我没有举手的话，那就是你马上就看到效果了。
So you see, we a lot of time experience. We have to have some time to wait on the Lord.
那你有的
see the results.
所以我们知道，我们有的时候需要等待一段时间才能看到结果。
You know, yesterday I was really touched by this friend.
那昨天呢，我被一个就是朋友，就是非常的触动。
And this couple invited us to their home, and they said.
这个夫妻呢，就把我们邀请到他家，然后他们说。
He was in China during the COVID, and he just came back.
他们从 COVID, 他们 COVID 离开，他们最近才回来。
Then what I want to say is that you don't see the results, but suddenly the report will come.
那有时候呢，你不会马上看到结果，所以呢，可能晚一点才会有结果。
Actually, that's the couple come here last Sunday.
哦，他们就是上次来我们教会的那一对夫妻。
And the husband said something very, very touching for me.
那这个丈夫呢，说了一些话，非常感动我。
And when he came back, he said, "You must go to see Pastor Wang." Told his wife and son.
他从中国回来的时候呢，他就跟他的太太、跟他儿子说：“啊，我要赶快去看一下王炳牧师。”
Because our song has changed so much, all the things are on the right track.
他说
It's because when you first bring the son to the church.
他就说哦，我的孩子来加拿大以后有这么样的改变，然后所有的事情都走向正轨，那一切呢都是归于他一开始就把孩子带到教会。
And also he said something, he said, "Don't always expect pastor to be like a God. They are not perfect, but we should always thank the people who help us."
那也他也说了，就是不要觉得这个牧师像神一样是个完美的人，但是呢，我们要感谢那些就是带领我们的这些人。
And it's amazing. He said, "I am not a believer yet."
他说
，I think you and I are human. I just do the human way. I invite you here."
他说，哦，我虽然还没有信主，但是呢，我跟你都是人，我就是做一个人里该做的事情，我就邀请你来我家。
I was really, really touched.
那我其实非常被触动。
You know, after a while, you don't know what happened to some people.
之后呢，有些事情别人可能不知道别人发生了什么事情。
But you know the Lord is working.
但是你知道神呢在我们当中工作。
Lord never stop working.
那主呢也从不停止他的工作。
But one day maybe the report will come.
那有一天呢，这个他们会给把这个信息再次给我们。
Maybe you will never hear the report on the earth.
那说不定你在世的日子呢，你也不会听到任何的就是消息。
But you know the Lord is working.
但是你知道神呢一直在工作。
I was really touched because he said, "I'm not a believer yet."
那我被触动的原因是因为他说我还虽然不信主。
But I believe it's very important to thank the people who helped us.
但是呢，他确实非常的确定呢，他要感谢那些帮助过他的人。
Should we believers even do more?
那我们作为已经信的人，不应该做的更多吗？
You know, sometimes we believers take things for granted. What the Lord has done to us, the people has done to us, we take it for granted.
那有一些我们像我们信主的人呢，我们常常就是好像一切都理所当然，我们把一切的事情都当做理所当然。
I'm saying that you have to come to say thank you, Pastor Bino. But you know that non-believers, they know this.
那我不是说你要过来说哦，谢谢王伟牧师，我只是在讲说，就是你看，连不信主的人都知道这个。
Now in Bible, the Jesus also said there was 10 leprosy, people of leprosy, they were healed. And only one come back to give thanks.
那圣经上说有十个大麻风的病人得了医治，只有一个回来献上感恩。
And then he said, where are the other people? Only this Syrian man come. Syrian is a Gentile. It's not Israel. Come to give thanks.
那耶稣就问其他九个怎么没有来呢？因为这个是一个撒玛利亚人，他反倒来。撒玛利亚人在当时来说就是外邦人，不信主的。
Yesterday, this friend really talked because he said very clearly, I'm not a believer yet, but I know I need to give thanks.
那我昨天触动我的就是这个人，他非常的肯定说，他虽然不是基督徒，不是信主的人，但是他来要献上感恩。
Jesus in that passage actually was saying that we should all give thanks.
那耶稣呢，在刚才我讲的这个经文，其实他的意思就是说，我们每个人呢都要献上感恩的心。
Surprisingly for Jesus, only the non-believer give thanks.
那对于耶稣来说，很吃惊的事情就是那个唯一不信的人反倒来。
So this is something very important. One thing I'm saying is that Lord is always working.
那我想讲的就是主呢一直在工作。
Second is that the Lord will use people to encourage us also.
那第二呢就是神呢会让别人呢来鼓励我们。
So whatever you have done is not in vain.
那你所做的呢不会就是好像啊没有果效。
The seeds you have sown is going to grow.
那你所种下的种子呢，一定会成长。
Today I'm going to speak on the subject of the kingdom of God.
那我今天要讲的信息呢，就是神的国度。
Remember when John the Baptist first come to preach, what was his message?
那你想想看，那个施洗约翰先一开始来宣讲的信息是什么信息呢
？Do you remember?
还记得吗
？So you read your Bible, you don't remember?
悔改。
What else? So, kingdom of God is near.
他的信息就是神的国近了，你们要悔改。
And when Jesus first preached, what was his message?
那当耶稣一开始宣讲信息的时候，他的信息是什么呢？
Kingdom of God is near. Repent.
神的国度近了，你们要悔改。
So, what is the kingdom of God?
那什么是神的国度呢？
So of course Jesus come, we know the king is here.
那当耶稣来的时候，我们知道神来了。
Is the kingdom just one king? Is the kingdom?
那神的国度是有神，就是有一个王，就是一个国度嘛。
So what else do we need for kingdom?
那如果在一个国度里边还需要什么呢
？Is a king enough?
只有一个王是足够的吗
？So what else do we need for kingdom?
我们还需要什么人？
People in the kingdom.
就是国度里的人。
King without people is not king.
那一个君王没有人民的话呢，就不是一个君王。
What else do you need for kingdom?
还需要什么呢
？Kingdom of course has its law, is that right?
那神的国度也需要它的律法。
So is the law enough?
那律法足够吗
？Or just you have beautiful laws?
啊，就有个完美完整的一个利率足够吗
？Is that enough？
这个足够吗
？What else a kingdom have？
一个国度应该还有什么呢？
国家 ，a kingdom。
一个国家还需要什么呢？
啊
，glory and honor。
Glory and honor， that's a little bit too abstract.
Government.
Yeah, law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
啊，就是那个。
That's important.
是。
执法
的。
Oh, that's very important. You have police, is that right?
需要有
警察。You have every level of authorities.
需要每一个层层面面的那个管理。
You have the premier and the premier of the province and the mayor and everything. And also have all the police and also have what? Army.
啊，你需要就是有省长、有市长、有那个。警察局，你也需要有军队。
And Jesus' kingdom is expanding kingdom. It's always expanding.
那耶稣的国度呢，是一直在增长的国度。
Without all these forces, you cannot expand.
那你没有这样子的这个武力，一个军队呢是没有办法增长。
Then when we think about kingdom also has a resource, sorry, all kinds of resource.
那一个国家呢也需要有很多资源。
So when we think about kingdom, it's not just a king.
那我们当我们讲到一个国家呢，并不是只是说有一个君王。
Not just the law.
也不是只有律法。
It's mainly power and authority.
那主要的就是权柄跟能力。
When we talk about power and authority, you say, oh, okay, the nuclear bomb, okay, so atomic bomb, that's the power. No, not just the atomic, you need to have that.
那你想到就是这个权柄这个能力，你想哦，这个原子弹爆炸，原子弹就可以。
You need to have that. Kingdom of God has much more powerful stuff than atomic bomb.
但是这个神的国度呢，有比这个原子弹更力量的这个能力。
But kingdom of God is come. The power is not for destruction right now. It's for healing.
但是呢，神的能力降下呢，并不是为了毁灭，乃是为了建造。
医治。So healing, do you know healing needs power?
你知道那个医治也是需要能力的吗？
You know, hospital at least need electricity. That's the power. Is that right?
医院至少也需要电力吧？没有电的话怎么医治？
Power right now from this kingdom of Jesus is for healing. You see, people healed, hearts healed, people, their life turned right side up.
那呢，神的国度呢，就是需要这个能力。人被得医治，心灵被得医治。
So Jesus actually told us when we preach, we need to preach the kingdom of God. It's not just the word, it's not law, not just some good words.
那呢，耶稣跟我们说，我们当我们在宣讲福音的时候呢，我们要宣讲的是神的国度，不仅仅只是宣讲这个律法，不只是宣讲这个就是，医治。Sorry, I lost.
好的，
好的话语也是。
You cannot just have a moral standard and you say this is a good kingdom of God.
你不可以说哦，我们有一个好的这个就是行为规范，我们就是一个好的国家。
No, if you have no power, you're a very weak country.
那如果你没有能力的话呢，你是一个非常无用的一个没有能力的国家。
Now, from John the Baptist, from Jesus, and come to Paul, Apostle Paul.
那从那个使徒约翰，然后有这个使徒保罗。
Apostle Paul, how does he talk about the gospel he preached?
那使徒保罗是怎么来宣讲他所要宣讲的福音呢
？Let's look at First Corinthians chapter 2:4.
那我们先看一下，就是哥林多前书第一章第十第第一章就是sorry哥林多前书第四章。
第二章
sorry
第四节。And he said the words, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of the Spirit's power.
那他说呢，我的话呢，我讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
So that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Now here he said, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words.
他说啊，他讲的呢，并不是用人的智慧，或者是那种就是委婉的言语。
So, brothers, sisters, when you preach gospel, you what do you use?
那弟兄姐妹，当你宣讲福音的时候，你用什么样的语言呢
？I know when I started preaching, I learned to use persuasive words a lot.
那我刚开始就是传福音的时候呢，我用很多就是那个，就是说服别人的话语。
Because every church has a tradition, is that right?
那每一个教会都有它的传统。
You learn from the tradition. You need to use apologetics. You read a lot of books. It's not persuading people.
那你读了很多书，然后你学了他们的传统，你就想了怎么样说服这个人。
This is nothing wrong.
那也没有什么错
Nothing bad
也没有什么不好的
But Paul said I do not use this
但是保罗说我并不用这些东西
I use the power of the Holy Spirit
我用的是大神圣灵的大能
So if Paul used power of the Holy Spirit, what should we use?
那如果连保罗都要用圣灵的大能，那我们应该用什么呢？
And he then said he does not use these persuasive words.
他也没有说他不用这种说服的言语。
So I started scratching my head.
那我就开始挠头了。
You know, it's not wrong to use persuasive words to learn wisdom and to how to speak.
那其实你要是用那种说服的言语呢，来学怎么沟通呢，也并不是错的事情。
Even last few weeks, we talk about Jesus is very wise when he communicates with people.
甚至我们上个星期也讲到，当耶稣跟别人沟通的时候呢，怎么样用智慧的言语。
But mainly is the power of the Holy Spirit. When we preach, when we share, is the power of the Holy Spirit will come. When we believe.
那当我们就其实主要的还是用圣灵的能力，当我们在宣讲福音的时候，圣灵的能力就来使用圣灵的能力。
Because this is a kingdom of God, there's power. It's not just words.
那因为呢，神的国度呢，并不是是在乎言语，乃是在乎神的大能。
So we need to think very carefully because in the last many decades, not decades.Thousands of years, slowly, slowly, the church going to the words loses power.
那呢，在过去的几千年呢，慢慢的这个教会呢，越来越进入讲这个字句，而失去了圣灵的这个能力。
Now, if you look at the church history, there was a reason.
那你如果看教会的历史呢，你就知道这个原因。
Because we know that in the church history, start from.The third century and things going on, and the world kicking to the church. The church become very worldly.
那当就是教会大概就是公元后三百年呢，那这个教会呢就开始就是有很多什么 words 语言
世界
的东西进入教会了。
Because in AD 300.I think 333. That's something I remembered.
那大概是公元后三百六十年。
Sorry, I'm not good at history. This is Constantine, the emperor. Yeah, yes, no, but just totally received the Christianity as their, you know, official. Instead of persecuting, but receive Christianity.
什么？哪个王？
Constantine.
Constantine. Constantine.
Constantine. And before that, Christians were persecuted.
那在这之前呢，基督徒呢都是被就是逼迫的。
But in the persecution, there's power.
那在逼迫的过程中呢，却有能力。
But Constantine, one day he said he had this such a victory.Because God helped him. He saw a cross in the sky. God helped him. So everybody should be baptized. So the troops actually line up to baptize.
那这个王呢，他当时看到异象，就是看到十字架，所以他看到能力，他就让所有的军队士兵都排队的要去受洗。
So after that, everyone want to be the promote in the government. You have to be a Christian.
那些当时的人呢，为了就是在这个军队里边升职啊，他们都要必须要先成为基督徒，都想要成为基督徒。
So basically, you can think everybody if they want to climb up, first they need to claim they are Christian.
那你想想看，当时的人如果他们要想上高位的话呢，他们必须要先承认他们是基督徒。
It's like many countries. If you want to be official, you have to be in this party.
那就像很多国家，如果你呢要在这边执政掌权的话，你必须要成为这个某某的党员。
And then from that time, the monasty started, some of the people started monastery. Why?
那当时有一些人就开始那个叫修道院。
Because they don't want to associate with the worldly Christians.
因为他们呢不想就是跟那些世界上的基督徒呢有任何的关
系。Because they know the Christianity, Christendom lost its power. There's no God inside.
因为呢，他们知道当时这个基督徒呢，他们已经失去了神，没有神在里面。
So the monastery come.
那这个就是 这个宗教不是这个修
道
院就开始了。
So they want to separate from the world, go to the wilderness to be a Christian.
他们呢就想跟这些世界上基督徒呢就是隔开，然后他们要进到就是深山老林里面去修炼。
And later on the history, you know, the church controls all the government. Church don't let people read the Bible, and all these things happened.
那后来呢就是教会就开始来掌控这个政府，也不让就是平民可以读圣经。
Until Martin Luther and there's a reformation.
直到呢这个马丁路德的这个。
And
直到马丁路德的这个革命、
reformation.
这个更新。
And so the truth is recovering step by step.
Truth. 直到那个真理呢，就是一开始慢慢的越来越展开。
Now first, the people can read their Bible.
那第一呢，就是人开始可以读圣经了。
Before that, ordinary Christians were not able to read the Bible.
那在之前呢，就是一般的基督徒是不可以读圣经的。
If you read the Bible without permission, actually, literally, it's a sin.
那呢，如果呢没有允许的情况下，你读圣经呢，在当时呢就是犯罪。
The only the priests or pope have the right to explain Bible.
啊，只有那个教王啊，跟这些牧师才可以有这个资格来读圣经。
So Luther and he knew the Bible, the original word. He said, "No, this is wrong."
那这个马丁路德呢，他知道圣经，他读了原文，他知道这是不对的。
And he was doing some very hard work, tried to, you know, work out his salvation. He said, "No, no, no. Jesus has paid on the cross."
那他也就是非常努力的觉得要赢得这个救恩，但是他看了以后他觉得不对，耶稣已经为我们付上这个代价。
So he was so bold, brought his thesis, you know, put on the cathedral.
那呢他就是非常勇敢，把他的这个就是理念写了下来，放在了这个教堂里。
And the salvation by faith.
那就是这个得救呢是在乎恩。
And of course, you know what happened to him. He was persecuted.
那他发生什么呢？他之后呢，就是被逼迫。
But good thing was there was a prince in France protected him.
那还好，就是当时有一个法国的王子呢，就来保护了他。
So he was able to write.
那以至于他可以就是写下来。
And he was really a fearless man.
他是一个很勇敢的人。
Anyway, that's the first recovery of the salvation by faith.
那呢这就是一开始就是因信得救的这个
开始。 But anyways, and the truth start recovering, even the preaching, you know, the evangelist later on will come.
那呢就慢慢的这个真理呢越来越显现，后面呢就开始有就是就传福音的宣道士。
Before that, there's no evangelists.
他之前在这之前呢是没有这个宣道士。
Of course, before Paul, there's evangelists.
那当然在保罗之前有宣道士。
And also, then the recovery of the pastors also recovered.
然后后来呢，就开始又有了就是牧者。
And also, last decade, then the recovering of prophets and the apostles.
那在上个世纪呢，就开始就有了先知跟教师。
Every step of recovering faces resistance.
那呢，每一个就是展开这个。真理的这个篇章的时候都会有一个就是反例，一个阻碍。
Because the enemy don't like the power.
因为呢仇敌不喜欢能力。
Okay, church, you just talk about words.
那教会你只要讲就是真理就好了，讲就是讲话语就好了。
So that's why when evangelists come, there was a big deal, you know, like
那当宣道士出来的时候呢，在当时是一个非常震动的事情。
So there were a few centuries like Spurgeon and Jonathan Edward and those evangelists come.
那在那个时代呢，就有这个 Jonathan Spurgeon 这些传道士出来。
They preach with power.
那他们呢，传福音的时候是带着能力。
有 all kinds of power.
非常有能力。
And later on, when it comes to the recovery of prophets,
那之后呢，就开始有了先知。
It's facing big resistance.
那当时这个先知呢，就是也是有个非常大的一个阻拦。
Speaking in tongues, big resistance.
那当时用方言在讲的时候呢，他们也有个非常大的阻拦。
Now why?
为什么呢？
Because the enemy wants the church to walk in blindness. Don't have prophets. You walk with eyes and a telescope. The enemy says, no, no, no. It's good for them to walk in the blindness.
为什么呢？因为仇敌呢，更愿意我们就是蒙了眼行，他们不希望我们有眼镜或者是望远镜，他们希望我们就是闭着眼睛行。
So every step of recovery of the truth is a recovery of the power and authority of the kingdom.
那每一个就是揭开这个真理的能力的时候呢，都是在揭开就是神的这个能力。
In the last days, of course, Lord is going to recover everything.
那当然在末后的时候，神会来复兴一切。
Because facing the total darkness, God's power, the glory will manifest in fullness.
因为呢，在这个黑暗当中呢，神的这个光呢，能够完全的来彰显。
He will raise up the whole body of Christ to function.
他会把
every member will function in the right way.
那他会来复兴我们呢，让我们每一个肢体呢，都能够在正确的方面来行动。
So that's the kingdom of God.
所以这个就是神的国度。
The unity.
这个合一。
So it's very important. The kingdom, if it's divided, you don't listen to me. It's not the kingdom.
那如果这个国度是分散的，你也不听我，我不听你的话，那怎么能够成为国度呢？
So the Lord is recovering the truth.
那呢，神呢，在就是复还这个真理。
So everyone in the church will submit to Jesus Christ's authority.
以至于每一个在教会里的人呢，都能够来顺服在神的真理上。
We also recognize each other's role.
因为我们也能够认识彼此的这个在教会里啊的那个角色。
And also our connection,
还有我们的关系
through Jesus Christ will be very strong.
通过耶稣基督呢，我们的关系能够更加的强壮。
So that His kingdom authority and power will manifest.
以至于他的国度的能力跟权柄呢，可以完全的来彰显。
In the early church was a demonstration of the kingdom.
那在教会的初期呢，有一个就是国度的一个彰显。
Actually, that's what Jesus said. You wait.And he said, "You will see the kingdom, power of the kingdom." That's talking about the Pentecostal. The church was birthed by the Holy Spirit.
那当耶稣说你们等待，要等到神的国降临，也就是讲的是五旬节，当这个圣灵呢把这个神的国度生出来。
So early apostles, there's no division.
那在初期呢，这个使徒呢是没有任何纷争的。
They are.Some people they want to say things, but generally there's no division.
那虽然他们有彼此有一些不同的看法，但是呢，大部分呢，他们是没有就是分歧。
Some people say I belong to Paul, I belong to Peter, I belong to Apollo, but generally speaking, the apostles really have that authority in Jesus Christ that covers everything.
那当时他们有些人说哦，我是属保罗，我是属阿波罗，我是属彼得，但是呢基本上来说呢，当时他们的使徒呢是有权柄的，他们都没有什么很大的一个分歧。
So Paul here said, you see, I come to you with the power of authority, power authority of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢这个保罗说呢，我来呢是带着神的这个大能 大力来跟你说。
So the unity was a very amazing in the early day church.
那在教会初期呢，这样的团就是那种团结呢是非常、
yeah.
非常吃惊的。
Paul was not one of the 12.
那保罗并不是十二个门徒之中的。
You know, he met Jesus Christ on the way to Damascus persecuting Christians.
那当时他在逼迫基督徒路上呢，在大马士革呢就遇见了耶稣。
And you know the story. Later on, he was converted, and he started preaching gospel. Later on, he went to Jerusalem to see other apostles.
那大家也知道这个故事之后呢，就是他遇见了耶稣，他认识了神之后，他又回到那个耶路撒冷去跟其他的使徒来见面。
So other apostles received him.
那其他的使徒呢也接受他。
You know, Church of Ephesus, which was started by Apostle Paul, but later on Apostle John was the pastor there.
那这个以弗所的教会呢，一开始是使徒保罗建立的，那之后呢，就是彼得就在那里管理。
The Church of Rome was we didn't know who started, but later on Peter was pastoring there.
那在罗马的教会呢，我们也不知道是谁开始的，但之后呢，就是彼得在那边牧养。
Some other apostles went to India, Egypt. From the legend stories, Apostle Thomas went to India.
那有些使徒呢，就是像托马斯呢，就去了印度，还有去埃及，别的使徒也去埃及。
Yeah. So they are very, very united.
那他们都是非常合一。
They have no other messages.
他们没有别的信息。
Or they do not have denominations.
他们也没有说什么，就是分门，没有什么就是。宗派
They don't talk about you have to baptize this way or that way.
他们也不会说哦，你要这样子受洗或者那样子受洗。
They don't talk about should be you speaking tongues or not.
他也没有讲说要不要，到底要不要来讲方言啊。
So it's just everybody just they know the word of God, they respect the word of God.
那每一个人呢都知道神的话语，他也尊重神的话语。
Please keep a track on the time. That one's wrong.
11:05.
Okay. So the kingdom of God, there's authority and power. Very important.
在神的国度里呢，是有能力、有权柄的。
And let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
那我们翻到路加福音第九章。
When Jesus sent out the 12 apostles, what did he do?
那当耶稣差派十二个门徒的时候，他做了什么呢？
When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons, to cure diseases.
那当耶稣呢，就是差派十二个门徒的时候，就给他能力跟权柄制服一切的鬼。
And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
那他们又差遣他呢？他又差遣他们去宣讲神国的福音。
You see here the English is preaching what? Kingdom of God.
你看这里的英文讲的就是呢，就是宣讲神的国度，神的国。
In Chinese, the 神国得道，得道两个字是后来加上去。
So in the Chinese, it says kingdom, the word of kingdom, the word is added later. Like
basically,
added
the original word is preach the kingdom of God.
So, 它原实现的文字就是说你要去宣讲神的国度。
Basically, kingdom of God is here.
就是在讲说神的国度来了，近了。
Not just teaching.
不是说教导。
Hey, you need to listen to my message.
啊，不是说啊，你来点听听我的信息。
And apostles go said, yes, okay, you give us authority, we cast out demons, because kingdom of God is here, there's power.
那当那个使徒说啊，你来了，给我能力呢，我们就能够医治赶鬼，因为呢，神的国来了。
They do, they just do it.
他们就是这样子行。
The demons come out.
那这个鬼呢，就会把赶出来。
There were times demons don't come out. The apostles have to bring the people, the person to Jesus himself.
那当然，有一些鬼呢也赶不出来，他们就把那个人带到耶稣的面前。
I ask why we cannot cast them out.
啊，就问耶稣为什么我们赶不出来呢
？And he says because your lack of faith.
那耶稣就说因为你们的信心太小。
So that's okay because there are different levels of faith. The authority have different levels of authority.
那这也是正常的，因为我们信心大小不同，我们的能力权柄可能也不同。
This is okay for kingdom.
那对于一个国度来讲，都是可以的。
Someone is the premier of a province. Some other one is the mayor of Surrey.
哎，有些人是我们省的省长，有些人可能就是我们 Surrey 的市长。
Someone actually they can command the troops. Some others cannot command the troops.
那有些人可以命令调动军队，有些人就调动不了军队。
You can only use the police.
啊，你可能只能使用一下警察。
Someone will command the army.
但是有人呢，确实可以呼叫这个军队。
However, this is a kingdom of God.
这个就是一个神的国度。
Has all its power and structures.
有所有的这个。能力和它的这个构造，这个结构。
When the army come out, the artillery is going to follow.
那当这个军队出来的时候，这个步兵就要出来。
Artillery 就是军火。
军火就出来。
Artillery is going. You think there's an army, but without artillery?
那一个军队没有军火，算是一个军队吗
？So you know, some people in the early days really know the concept of the kingdom of God.
那呢，在初期的时候，真的有人能够理解神的国度。
This is very surprising. Jesus was surprised by one person who knows what is the kingdom of God.
那呢，连耶稣呢都非常吃惊，这个人能够认识神的国度。
This is a centurion which is described in Luke chapter 7.
在这个路加福音第六章讲了一个百夫长。
This centurion is not a Jew.Remember that it's a Roman soldier. Okay.
这个百夫长呢，并不是一个以色列人，他是一个罗马人。
Now he's not basically one of the people of God. It's not.
啊，就基本来说，就是他并不是一个神的
儿女
呀。
But he was Jesus was surprised by his faith.
可是呢，耶稣却对他的信心呢感到非常。
So what happened? And his servant was sick, and then he asked people to tell Jesus to heal his servant.
那这个故事背景就是他的仆人病了，所以呢，他请求人呢让耶稣来医治他的病，他的仆人。
Chapter 7 verse 4 said, "When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, 'This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation, has built our synagogues.' So Jesus went with them."
那这四节五节说呢，他们来到耶稣那里，就切切求他说，你给他行这事是他配得的，因他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。耶稣就和他们同去。
He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself.For I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man and authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.
那离家不远的百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说：“主啊，你不要劳动，因你到我舍下，我不敢当，我也自以为不配去见你。只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。对这个说去，他就去；对那个说他来，他就来；对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。”
Listen to verse 9, which is very, very interesting.
那你看听这个第九节，非常有趣啊。
When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him.
耶稣听了这话就稀奇他。
And I turned to the crowd following him. He said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel."
转身对随从的众人说，我告诉你们，这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。
And in another version, another gospel said, there are many people who come to the kingdom of God with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.But the people of God, many will not be in the kingdom of God.
那在其他福音书呢，有加到说，就是有很多的人会跟着亚伯拉罕来进入神的国度，但是反倒神的儿女呢，神的子民呢，没有办法进入。
This is right after this.
就是在讲这个。
Because Jesus was very amazed.
为什么呢？因为耶稣非常的稀奇。
那 what does amazed mean?
稀奇是什么意思呢？
How are you be amazed?
那你怎么样会？
Could you give a definition of you are amazed?
你能来来就是定义一下你怎么样会很稀奇一件事情吗？
Oh, we have we need a standard definition. This Tamara grew up from Canada. It give amazed. What does?
I would just say something that's hard to believe.
Yeah, amazed, yeah. Amazed basically means something you hard to believe.
那呢，这个稀奇就是说，就是一些让你不能相信的事情。
Or you never expect.
啊，或者是你从来都没有期待的事情。
Is that right?
是这样的。
You never expect. You Jesus didn't expect this centurion Italian person will have such faith, but he has.
那这个耶稣非常稀奇，这个百夫长呢，一个意大利人会有这么大的信心。
So you know, great faith amazes Jesus.
那呢，这个大的信心呢，使耶稣非常的惊奇。
If you and I have great faith, Jesus is amazed.
如果你和我呢有大的信心，神也是，耶稣也是一样，非常的信心。
Well, he's amazed. What is he going to do?
当他很信心的时候，他会做什么呢？
Here he tell this man.
他这里。
Go and your servant is healed.
他就说去吧，你的仆人得医治了。
But he said nobody has seen such faith.
他说我都没有见过这么大的信心。
What is such faith?
什么样的信心呢？
This centurion said it's really about the kingdom authority.
因为呢，这个百夫长说呢，这其实就是一个国度的权柄。
He understands the structure of the kingdom of God.
他理解了这个神的国度的一个构造。
Not just understand, he believes.
不仅仅只是明白，而且是相信。
You know, many of us understand many things.
那我们很多人
but we don't believe.
我们很多人都能够理解很多事情，但是我们不能去相信。
Now yesterday we were reading John chapter 9, and Lazarus was dead. His two sisters said, "Oh Lord, if you were here, he wouldn't have died."
那我们昨天读到呢，这个就是约翰福音第十一章，那讲到了那个拉撒路死了，然后他那两个姐妹呢就那里哭说啊、哦，耶稣，如果你在这里的话，他就不会死。
Because people believe in head, but not in their heart.
因为呢，我们人呢只能是在我们头脑相信，并不能在我的心里。
And then Jesus said, "I am the resurrection. I am life."
那耶稣说呢，我就是复活。复活在我，能力也在我。
Do you believe this?
你相信这个吗？
He will be resurrected.
他会复活。
And Martha said, "Yes, I know. In the last day, you will resurrect him."
然后那个马大就说：“是的，在末后的日子，他会复活。
”And cry, yeah.
他就一直在哭。
You're going to resurrect him.
yeah, 是的，你会复活他。
And then come to Maria. Mary.
到了玛利亚这里。
Mary said the same thing.If you were here, my brother would have not died.
玛利亚也是同样的说，哦，如果你在这里，他就不会死了。
Then Jesus was really, really use a Chinese word, 悲痛啊 in the Greek is imatomai.
那这个
imatomai means like a horse, very angry.
那耶稣听到以后呢，他就是非常的悲叹。那个希腊文就是什么 bioman， 就像一个像一个马，就是对在狮叫一样。
Because I told you this, you just don't believe.
因为呢，他说了，为什么你就不信呢
？I am here.
我在这里啊。
I am.
我就是。
I am not. I was and I will be.
不是我曾经过的，我以后是。
So today's church is the same, and oh yeah, you were, you will be.
那其实教会现在也是哦，你曾经是，你以后是。
But Jesus, God's name is what? Remember in the Bible, 自由拥有名字 I am, always am.
但是呢，你要记得我们的神呢，一直都是那个自由拥有，就是 I am 的神。
So He's here right now.
他就是现在就在这里。
So basically, you see, we believe this, that, the words, but we don't believe Jesus is right here with kingdom authority.
那我们听，我相信很多很多的话语，但是我们并不相信耶稣就在这里带着能力的，在这里。
So this centurion is very special.
但是这个百夫长呢是非常特别的。
He said, "Jesus, you don't need to go."
他说，耶稣，你都不需要来。
Oh, we pray, Jesus, please come.
啊，那我们常祷告是耶稣来呀，来呀，来呀。
Jesus, I already come. I told you.
那耶稣说我都已经来了，已经告诉你。
But then we keep that Jesus, please come.
那我们还是祷告耶稣，你来呀，来。
But this centurion says, Jesus, you don't need to.
但是这个百夫长说，耶稣你不需要来。
I'm not worthy.
啊，我不配的。
But I know you have authority. You have troops under you.
那我知道呢，你是有权柄的，你有军队在你下面。
Because I tell my soldiers come, they will come; go, they will go.
因为我叫我的仆人来，他们就来；我让他去，他就去。
Of course, you are bigger than me.
那当然，你比我更大。
You see, this amazed Jesus.
那这个呢，就是耶稣非常的惊奇。
Today, Jesus is the same. Is that right?
今天耶稣也是同样。
Jesus said in the Bible, "This is the same today, yesterday."And forever.
那圣经上说呢，耶稣是过去跟现在跟以后都是一样的。
And Jesus in chapter 14, John chapter 14, he said, "Those who believe in me will do greater things than I."
那在马太福音约翰福音第十四章呢也说呢，就是相信我的人要做比我更大的事情。
That's who said it?
谁说的？
Who said that?
谁说这句话的？
The one who believe in me will do great things than
Jesus.
I.
Jesus.
信我的人。
Is that Jesus said?
是耶稣说的吗这句话？
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
Okay. We need to move our belief from our head to heart.
我们要把我们的
and to our feet and hands.
我们要把我们的信心从我们的头脑移到我们的心，要移到我们的手跟脚。
Just like Paul.
就像保罗一样。
I preach with power of the Holy Spirit.
啊，我宣讲的神是用靠着神的能力。
Not just the persuasive words.
啊，不是靠的，就是言语。
So, you know, brothers, sisters, now we need to believe.
所以不，弟兄姐妹，我们要相信。
Because we were given authority.
因为我们已经赐予了这个权柄。
Bible said very clearly, we were given authority to be the children of God.
圣经讲得很清楚，神已经给我们权柄，成为神的儿女。
There's many places that we were given authority in Jesus' name.
那在很多地方都讲到，我们是靠着耶稣的名来给有权柄。
We can just go out when we preach. We know God is with us.
当我们出去来宣讲福音的时候，我们知道神与我们同在。
We just do our part.
我们只是做我们那部分。
When you people are willing for you to be prayed for, just pray.
那呢，有人呢要等你祷告的话，你就祷告。
When people are willing to listen, just preach.
当有人愿意听的时候，你就来讲。
You know, sometimes, oh, when I pray, something will not happen. What's the next?
那你有时候说，哎，我祷告都没有发生任何事情，那怎么办？
Don't worry about Jesus' face.
不要担心耶稣的面子啊。
A lot of times we are worried about our face. We don't need to worry about our face either.
那有的时候我们也很看重我们的面子，我们也不需要。
Because we are just a servant, okay?
也不用看重我们的面子。
You put in the servant position, you know, servant just do what the master says.
我们只是仆人，我们要知道我们仆人呢，只是做耶稣让我们做的事情。
Because we just when we do our part, things will happen.
当我们做我们该做的时候的事情呢，事情就会发生。
You know, this is by faith. We always walk by faith, not by sight.
那我们就是靠着信心，而不是靠着就是我们眼见来行事。
Just like the brother, you know, the friend yesterday, you know, when he told me, if I walk by sight, many things disappoint me, you know.
就像我刚才讲的这个弟兄，他也说，如果呢，我只是看眼睛所看见，很多事情会让我很失望。
You know, I helped many people. Eventually, they never come back to say any words. I don't know if they are getting better or getting worse. You know.
那我也帮助过很多人，他们从来也没有回来告诉我，我也不知道他们变得更好啦，还是生活变得不好啦。
But God was working.
但是神呢一直在工作。
I just do my part.
我只是做我该做的事情。
And I just encourage brothers, just do your part.
那我就是来鼓励大家，就是做你们该做的事情。
Leave the result to the Lord.
把这个结果呢留给神。
But surprisingly,
但是呢很吃惊的就是
you are going to be amazed.
啊，你会被稀奇，你会被惊讶。
Amazed means you don't believe, but it happened.
这个稀奇的意思就是说呢，你不相信，但是它却发生了。
We pray in Jesus' name. Actually, things are happening.
当我们按着耶稣的名来祷告的时候，事情就会发生。
Amen. I just quickly give you one or two example. There's a sister and her unbelieving husband live under our basement.
那我给你一个例子，有一段时间呢，有一个姐妹和一个未信主的丈夫呢，住在我家楼下。
But this sister somehow, from time to time, he said his demons are fighting.
She
demons are fighting with her all the time.
但是这个姐妹呢，时不时就会说，哦，好像有仇敌要跟她征战。
Always, enemy is fighting with her.
啊，永远都是有敌仇。
One day, the husband said,
有一天
I just use the name you believe.Cast out the demon.
但有一天呢，这个弟兄就说，我用你所相信的那个名来驱赶这个鬼。
You know, he's not a believer.
你要知道，他并不信主啊。
They shared the story to us. Actually, it happened.
他就把这个事情分享给我。
The demons are gone.
还真的就发生了，然后这个魔鬼真的被赶出去了。
And this brother later was baptized.
那这个弟兄之后呢，也受洗了。
The interesting thing is that the believers. Sometimes we don't believe the authority, the non-believers believe the authority.
那好笑的就是呢，我们就信主了，反倒不相信有这个权柄，但非信主的人倒是相信有这个权柄。
This is really happened.
那真的这件事情就这么发生了。
And yes, so brothers and sisters, just go out. If a new believer, just go out to pray for people.
那呢，就是弟兄姐妹，你出去呢，甚至你是刚信主的人，你就是为别人来祷告。
People will be healed.
别人就会被医治。
If they are not healed now, something is happening in their life.
那即使他现在没有得医治呢，事情也会在他生命中发生。
Amen. You know, we believe the kingdom. We are preaching a kingdom.
我们相信的是这个神的国度，我们宣讲的是神的国度。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Once again, we come to the truth.
我们再一次回到真理中。
In the last days, you are recovering all the truth.
在末后的日子，你要把所有的真相来展现。
We are not just preaching a word, but the kingdom authority.
我们宣讲的不仅仅是个道，而是神你的国。
The king is here, and the kingdom is here.
神在这里，神的国度在这里。
So Lord, we believe.
是的，主，我们相信。
We also believe.The Matthew chapter 28 is the when we go out, and Mark chapter, last chapter, when we go out, the miracles are going to follow us to testify the word of God.
我们也相信将路加福音24章、马太福音24章、路加福音最后一章讲到，就是我们当我们出去的时候呢，神就与我们同在。
Yes, Lord, we believe.
是的，主，我们相信。
Lord, just increase our faith.
来帮助我们，先加增我们的信心。
Give the faith like this centurion.
把这个百夫长这样的信心给我们。
We know you have all the powers of heaven and earth.
我们知道你有所有在世的权柄跟能力。
First, we are safe in you.
第一个，我们在你里面呢是安全的。
Second, we do bear your name.
是的，我们第二，我们也是能够来承担你的名字。
And also, you said your sheep knows your voice.
你说你的羊听你的声音。
We listen to your voice.
我们听你的声音。
And we step out.
主啊，我们也行出去。
And we believe things are going to happen.
我们相信事情要发生。
Lives are going to change.
生命要被翻转。
Miracles are going to happen.
神迹要发生。
And let your word come to be true.
让你的话语。来成为真实。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.